he might be a good superintendent of police, assistant superintendent of police for that vacancy. And I didn't know much about him, but I said, if he's got a good FBI background, he certainly is organized and sounds good to me. But in reality, first come to my attention was when I, after spending some nights with the Warren Commission, when I had put aside the address 544 camp to check, because I saw that Lee Oswald was putting that stamp with his little rubber stamp on papers. He only did it one day and they stopped him. They kind of had a heart attack, I'm sure, but when he was putting that on the papers he was handing out to the public. But he didn't know that he was set to be the scapegoat, so he was doing what he thought was natural. But what actually happened was, when he was arrested on August 9th and brought to the buck of the first district, first thing he did was to ask to speak to an FBI agent. And the FBI agent came over, Agent Quigley, and very promptly Quigley and Oswald were locked in a private conference for some time.
This is Oswald was arrested?
Yeah, he was arrested on 9th August because of a controversy. It was a set-up controversy with other Cubans. In other words, one of those things where another Cuban who at the right time said, Oswald said, hit me, Carlos, and Carlos swung at him and hit him, and then Oswald pleaded guilty. That's just to make it look like he was a troublemaker for the communists. It was all set up. And it was It resolved in those particular pamphlets becoming available to the eye, though, and ultimately available to me. So I put them on a side check, and then a few nights later, I came across in the Warren Commission report. I'm surprised nobody else found it first. I found myself reading Colonel Folsom's 201, the personnel file, 201 file of Lee Oswald and the Marines, and he came.